Americans all over this country are suffering because of Obamacare. It is the single biggest job killer in America.
That's Senator Ted Cruz, Republican from Texas, who swears he's ready to filibuster, and it's related to Obamacare and the budget. The clock is ticking. Hey, everybody. Kate Delaney, America Tonight. Here we are at the crossroads of yet another shutdown of your government. October 1st is, again, D-Day, and it is coming fast. We have just a little over a week, and if something isn't done, then the government shuts down. And what does that mean to you and me? It depends on how you look at it. At this point, what Cruz is saying is, Obamacare is bleeding us dry after 3 years, and with new parts of Obamacare set to kick in, the individual health mandate, he's willing to filibuster, saying that if we defund Obamacare, then we can fund the budget. Unfortunately for Ted Cruz, he doesn't have enough takers. At least it's looking that way at this point. Until there's an actual, as they countdown with the numbers, until there is an actual break in it. It doesn't look as though any in the Tea Party, with what Ted Cruz rather is, doesn't look like he's going to get the support he needs. Republican leader Mitch McConnell says he's not going to vote to block legislation aimed at preventing a partial government shutdown. And Senate Democrats, by my math anyway, it's pretty simple, need six Republicans to cross over and to allow a Senate vote to proceed. Then Democrats say they'll rewrite the bill to restore funds that would be needed to keep the nation's health care law in existence. The opposite of Ted Cruz, who says that anyone who votes to let the bill advance toward final passage is choosing to allow the Dems to restore health care money by majority vote. And that's one they would most certainly win. He says the vote deserves our constituents, that it should be that way. So McConnell is in the camp of the Republicans who oppose any partial government shutdown, period, no matter what else is involved in this. He's certainly not alone. Democrats control 54 Senate votes. They need six, again, Republicans to assure the spending bill doesn't fall to a filibuster. Then that would doom the prospects, obviously. So McConnell and McCain are two who say that they're not going to have any difficulty in gaining the support that they need. Cruz is saying again and again and again to anyone who will listen that he wants to filibuster any piece of legislation that would actually give money, restore money for the health care law, even if it means a shutdown. So he said we shouldn't. See, now he's caught in the crossfire. He said we shouldn't have a government shutdown and we should never, ever discuss a default on the debt, but then goes back to the fact that he wants to filibuster because we shouldn't fund health care, and saying that there will be a time later in the week to debate health care issues. So let's see how this all plays out. Senate Majority Leader Harry Reid arranged for initial test vote on Wednesday on the House legislation that would avoid the shutdown on October 1st. So in the meantime, what does all this gobbledygook mean that I'm spewing out here at the top? It's the same old politics that we see, and we're very weary of the same old politics, aren't we? We are. Whether we're filibustering, we're talking about filibustering, which is a great technique when it works, but now has already been played out. If you think of Rand Paul and you go back to information he wanted over Fast and Furious and what happened there and where the roads would lead, or actually over drones, and Eric Holder and saying, pushing as to whether or not a drone attack could be made on the United States on a citizen, and then eventually got the answer, and so the filibuster essentially in this way worked. It was a trick that worked. In this case, because there won't be enough people to jump on board, it wouldn't work the way it's looking now. So we have two things at play here. One of them is obviously very serious in the sense that what happens on October 1st if the budget isn't, you know, ultimately approved, and it means that with a government shutdown, there would be certain services that wouldn't happen. Veterans wouldn't get checks. They would be delayed in the whole processing thing. If you get Social Security, rest assured you would get your check, but if you were processing papers to retire, that could be delayed a bit depending on how long the shutdown was, if it was just a day or two, and how many people were there to process anything. So we have the hostages really are us on this whole budget thing, but this is the same thing that we say is it's just like clockwork, that we know when it comes up to budget time, we're going to hear the same conversation that we've heard again and again. All you have to do is DVR anything that you see on the budget and this time of year, and then re-rack it, and you'll see the same thing again playing next year and the year after that. It is kind of sad, isn't it? How do we get back to the same spot over and over and over again? Is it a lack of a backbone by some of the politicians? I would say absolutely it is. Coming up on this hour of America Tonight, we're going to lighten the load since everything's so heavy these days and talk to a guy named Scott Self in kind of it's your business segment, where he took a successful soap business and then decided, I'm going to slide this over to a kid, one of his offspring, and I'm going to do my bucket list. And the bucket list is kind of interesting. It made me think about the bucket list. I know there was talk about it a couple of years ago when the movie came out. Well, what are the things you want to do before you die? But I guess it's something I just never really sat and thought about. I bet some of you have those items on a list somewhere that you want to go and see XYZ mountain range, or you want to go fish somewhere in the Amazon. I don't know. People have different goals and dreams and that kind of thing. It's like when people are asked about the lottery, which, by the way, the $400 million lottery winner who came forward in South Carolina, thanks to the fact that they have a law there that you don't have to reveal your name, that winner gets to be anonymous. Can you imagine? We live in a world where everybody's looking for their 15 minutes, and with social media, you'd be instantly out there. And he doesn't want to be instantly out there, and I don't blame him, but he doesn't have to. Because, of course, the lottery would love to have a name and say, here's his situation and his plight, and, geez, he went to the convenience store, plunked down 20 bucks, and look what happened and what a game changer that was. But doesn't have to do it, doesn't care to do it, so he won't do it. No one will be tweeting that person's name. How about that? Crazy, isn't it? So since we do have numbers, there's always numbers, we're going to talk numbers in another Week in Count segment. That's coming up in our third segment here on ATN. And the numbers for crazy things like how many people watch the Emmys will blow you away. You think women in gowns, people getting awards, even though we like some of the shows perhaps, would you spend an entire night watching it? Or if you did, would it be kind of your dirty little secret and you would never tell anyone it? You'll be shocked at how many people actually watched it. But I have a theory on why they did. That's coming up in our third segment. Next, though, ditching it all and doing your bucket list. Pretty cool guy that we're going to talk to next here on America Tonight. Have you ever heard of a pharmacist who discourages the use of most prescription drugs? Well, pharmacist Ben Fuchs is that person, and boy, is he fascinating. He's a nutritional pharmacist and skincare specialist who operates out of Boulder, Colorado. And to hear this man speak is nothing less than inspiring, because he's charismatic and makes a lot of sense. He asks, why take dangerous drugs when all your body needs to stay healthy is all natural with no side effects? Pharmacist Ben sees the human body as a healing and regenerating system, divinely designed to heal and renew itself on a moment-to-moment basis, but it needs nutrition and nutritional supplementation. Ben says you've got to be on a nutritional supplement program if you want to be healthy in 21st century America, and he wants to help people get off the toxic drug treadmill and get on a good nutritional supplement program. I support what pharmacist Ben is saying and doing to help America get healthier, and I urge you to watch and listen to Ben deliver his powerful message at your convenience. Just go to AmericaTonightTeam.com. That's AmericaTonightTeam.com.
Hi, this is Eric Hamburg with Midas Resources Gold and Silver. Ever wonder why billionaires like Warren Buffett, John Paulson are dumping their shares of U.S. company stocks? Do they know something we don't? No investor wants to own stocks with falling profit margins and shrinking dividends. Is it possible a 1987-style market crash is coming? Are these investors aware of a massive correction of up to 90%? Call me, Eric Hamburg, at 800-686-2237, extension 120, and find out why gold and silver are the only true safe haven. With the event-driven risks, such as volatility in the financial market and conflict in Syria and the Middle East, the sky is the limit for gold and silver. That's Eric Hamburg, 800-686-2237, extension 120, and I'll send you a brochure explaining why gold and silver are the only way to preserve your purchasing power. As a currency's value crumbles and gold being priced in dollars, the metal's value will skyrocket. Again, that's Eric Hamburg, Midas Resources, 800-686-2237, extension 120.
It's time to get healthy, and your first step towards a healthy lifestyle begins at the Healthy Living Expo, Saturday and Sunday, September 28th and 29th at the Music City Center in Nashville. Get your free tickets at thehealthylivingexpo.com and join us for Tennessee's most comprehensive health, fitness, and nutrition expo. There's over 100 exhibits with information and services to help create a healthier life. Also, more than 25 health screenings, cooking demos, and the latest fitness trends. Plus, visit the Young Longevity booth. Get free tickets at thehealthylivingexpo.com. There's prizes all day on the stages and at the booths, like fitness memberships to an area health club every hour. The Healthy Living Expo, September 28th and 29th at the Music City Center, Nashville. Get free tickets for yourself, your family, your friends, and everyone you know at thehealthylivingexpo.com. Get to the website now, because tickets are $10 at the door. The Healthy Living Expo, your first step towards a healthy lifestyle.
Tonight with me, Kate Delaney, coast to coast, all those nooks and crannies. In between, what's it like to do a 180 or maybe a 360? Or I'm starting to think of some of my nautical terms. At one point I used to, when I was a kid, I thought I was pretty clever as I was racing sunfish until I hit the rocks. So I'm really excited about our next guest, Scott Self. He's a lake safety expert, but much more than that. This is a guy who was a mayor, a businessman, and then decided, hey, I got this deal on my bucket list, and what I'm going to do is become a cruise captain. I mean, that is definitely taking a hard right turn, if you will. Scott, thanks so much for hitting us up here. Landside, I guess. You may actually be on a boat. Who knows the way cell reception is these days. Thanks for coming on the show.
Thank you very much. Actually, I'm sitting right here on the edge of a lake.
Ah, so jealous. And is it Lake Ray Hubbard?
That's correct.
Yes, a very fine lake outside of the Dallas area for people listening to us in Texas and then beyond the borders. I think a lot of people are familiar with it. So take us through what happened. So you're a mayor, and what town were you the mayor of?
In Rockwall, Texas. It's a small town just about 30 miles east of Dallas.
Hmm. And you did that, so you got into the whole thing with politics, and you had a business going and whatnot. And at what point did you say, you know what, I've had some great successes here, so I've saved up enough. I've got something where I can move into a different arena. What made you decide to chase that dream of being a cruise captain?
Well, I had started my soap company, manufacturing company, 40 years ago. My son was just graduating from A&M. With a degree in business, and I told him either come in and take over the business or I was going to sell it. And he, being a smart Aggie, he graduated from A&M, he said, president of a company, that's a great place to start. So he came in, took over the business, and he's done a great job with it. And I then turned around and started pursuing my dream of went and got my U.S. Coast Guard captain's license, was the first step. And then I actually built my first boat, a 40-foot wooden catamaran that I take people out sailing on Lake Ray Hubbard.
Wow. So building a catamaran, did you have any experience in that? Were you a good woodworker or whatnot?
No. I do have an engineering background, but I actually got most of the information on how to do it from on the Internet. Just actually Googled it and found out how to do it. When I decided I wanted to build my own boat, I didn't see any reason to build another white fiberglass boat. So I decided I'd build something unique that would have kind of a wow factor. So when my guests would come aboard, they'd look at it and go, wow, this boat is beautiful.
And were you pretty good at sailing? Did you have a knack for that already?
Yeah, so it's my hobby all my life. My dad taught me how to sail when I was like 13 years old. And I've actually sailed across the Atlantic twice, across the Pacific once, all on sailboats smaller than the one I built.
Hmm. Wow, I bet you that's a story in itself. There's a book somewhere there about sailing in those different directions. So you build the catamaran, right? And then you put out a new shingle. And when you put out the new shingle, what was the reaction from friends and family?
Well, first off, I felt a little bit like Noah. You know, when the stack of wood showed up, everybody looked at me and said, you've never done this before. Why are you doing this? And so there was a lot of doubters. And even myself, I had doubt. When they first asked me how many people I thought would be taking out the first year, I hoped to take out 2,000 people, which would be in a year's time, but that's about what the average captains take out if you're in Key West or in San Diego or Newport, Rhode Island. And that would have made me enough money to kind of cover my expenses and make it where I got to go sailing every day. What surprised me was that first summer I ended up taking out over 11,000 people.
Oh! 11,000 people, so it worked.
It did. It was a huge success, and I go out sailing literally 25 times a week, taking cruises of people up to 49 people at a time out.
So are the people just an open cruise? Do you take people out, corporate people out that do outings, wedding ceremonies?
Yeah, I've done over 200 weddings on the boat, and I've actually married them. As captain of the boat, I marry them. I would do team building where I take groups of about 25 people out, and the team building is all built around learning how to sail. So it gives them a lot of life lessons about how to work together, because on a sailboat, unless the team works together, the boat doesn't move at all.
Yeah, no kidding. I've been in that situation, absolutely. So how fun has this been for you? It's got to be terrific. I mean, as you said, you're sailing every day, right?
Yeah, I do, and it is great fun. My wife is my primary crew, and though we spent our lives together raising children and didn't ever work together, we never worked together when we were kind of doing the whole corporate thing. She stayed home, was a stay-at-home mom and raised the kids. Now the kids are gone. Now we work together, and she's my number one crew.
So when you
been married 40 years now.
Wow, 40 years, and they're working together on that boat. So one of your boats, somebody told me, is this true, is named Bucket List?
Yes, that's my newest boat, and it's an all-carbon fiber, state-of-the-art boat that I got this year, and what I'm going to, I pack it up, and it heads down to Key West this winter, and I'm going to keep doing the same thing during the winter down in Key West, but the long-term objective is in July of 2015, I'm going to sail it around the world.
Ah, very nice. Is your wife going with you?
Well, no, she's smarter than that. She's going to fly and meet me along the way at different points. But I am going to have a lot of friends join me for different passages, because the trip is from, like, we'll start out of Los Angeles, and I'll do the Transpac race to Hawaii. I did that race in 2005 and won our division. I'm going to come back and do it again on Bucket List. But then I'm going to keep on going and go to Tahiti and then Bora Bora and then Bali, Indonesia and Cape Town. And then there's a race that goes from Cape Town to Rio de Janeiro in Brazil. And it finishes right in the middle of Carnival. So it'll be great fun to do that. And then finish by sailing back on up to the United States, and that's my round the world trip.
Very nice. Do you have a favorite moment on the boat so far, on any of the boats or doing this?
Oh, absolutely. There's the most fun are when the guy gets home really nervous with his obvious girlfriend, and he is going to propose to her. And it is, and they always do it the same way. It's really cute. The girl has always said yes so far. We haven't had one say no yet. And they get down on their knee in very traditional right at sunset, and The guy usually lets me know ahead of time. We take pictures of it. And, of course, all the other guests on the board vote. It's a lot of applause and happy moments. So we have a lot of anniversaries. We have a lot of birthday parties. And it really gives my faith in the future. It just makes me very optimistic because I just see all kinds of Americans coming on the boat, all colors, all races, all things, and they all have that same optimism of it doesn't matter where they're from or what they came from to get there, to get on the boat. And what I can tell is the thing they most want to do is be an American. It's great because it's mom, dad, and kids all sharing a great experience so that they can go back home and, later they'll sit there and say, remember when we all went sailing? So that's what we really do. We set sail and go sailing every time. We have them drive the boat, have the kids drive in the boat. It's great fun.
Cool. It sounds like a lot of fun. You can check out Scott Self at sailwithscott.com. What's on your bucket list? Give us a call, 855-266-KATE, 855-266-5283. I love it. Scott, thanks for coming on America Tonight.
Thank you for having me. You have a great evening. I love your show.
Thank you. Thank you. Appreciate it. You have a good night. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
All right, so again, you have to love that. I'm thinking of bucket lists and how many people put on their list. It's interesting that Scott did that for relaxation purposes, and then it became now what he's doing for his life and how it's exploded, and you could hear how he was expressing all these different people coming onto the boat. But what's on your bucket list? How many people listening to me have never been on a boat, and that's one of the things they would put on sailing, going on a cruise, something like that? And you think of some of the voyages to South America or even some of them that are across the Atlantic or across the Pacific. I never thought about it, but if I was putting together my list, I guess it's just kind of rattling around in my head, but if I was going to put it on paper, besides spending some time in Italy, the food's good, right? I think I would put on the list. I think I would put sailing on the list. Not by myself, of course, if you've seen the promos for Robert Redford's movie. Not like that. But with a crew of people, that would be a lot of fun. Just pick a destination and have somebody who's super experienced and get everybody involved and have all of them have a chance to, be part of the crew and sail and do the sails and all that sort of stuff. Sounds like fun for sure. So what's, as I said before, what's on your bucket list? 855-266-5283. Back with more here on America Tonight.
For years, you've been hearing about Herbal Healer Academy and how it's remained the leader in effective, alternative, and natural medicine and education. But how can they continue to hold that title for years on end? The answer is high quality and huge selection. Just visit herbalhealer.com and shop online or request a free catalog. You're bound to find the alternative you're looking for. Did you know that Herbal Healer carries the latest, safest, and effective weight loss products? You can also count on Herbal Healer for the largest selection of safe and natural supplements just for children. And don't forget your pets. Herbal Healer even has natural mineral supplements for all your animals, including horses, cows, and birds. Take a peek at their online calendar, and you're sure to find everything you need and maybe something you didn't realize you needed. Visit HerbalHealer.com, and don't forget to sign up for the free Herbal Healer newsletter. HerbalHealer.com, working with the power of nature.
America's number one source for independent talk radio for over a decade. We are the GCN Radio Network.
Time and time again.
You need to come here and help us. We need assistance. Please.
Those we should be able to depend on let us down.
Federal and state and local officials saying help is on the way. Well, the folks here in Bell Harbor say show me.
Don't depend on the government to save you. Take action now so that you're prepared for the next disaster with MyPatriotSupply.com. Get the best prices on storable food, non-GMO seeds,
water filtration devices, home canning equipment, survival and self-reliance books, and more at MyPatriotSupply.com. Call 866-229-0927.
We are hurting down here, and we need help immediately.
Before it's time to survive, it's time to prepare. MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
The National Preppers and Survivalist Expo, presented by Triton Shelter Technologies, is the only national event designated for the prepper community. October 19th and 20th at the North Atlanta Trade Center in Atlanta, Georgia. Admission is free, and the doors open at 9 a.m. Join us and learn life-saving tips that can help you and your family handle crisis situations. Special guests include Kevin O'Brien from Nat Geo's Doomsday Preppers, David Crawford, author of Lights Out, the director and cast members from the movie Lights Out Saga, and more. Special guest speakers include GCN's own Dr. Joel Wallach, along with Dr. Bones, Nurse Amy, and Tom Martin, the director of the American Preppers Network, two-time Field and Stream champion Chad Weatherford, along with many other leading experts from around the country. Join us for the country's largest emergency preparedness event, absolutely free, October 19th and 20th at the North Atlanta Trade Center in Atlanta, Georgia. For more information, visit npsexpo.com. That's npsexpo.com. Times are changing, and violent crimes against law-abiding citizens are out of control. Protect yourself with legal, affordable, 100% made in the USA ballistic body armor. Available at AR500.com. Rated for calibers up to .308 Winchester. Packages including armor start at only $210. It's the right of every responsible American citizen to own body armor. Get some at 602-501-9607 or AR500.com.
September is National Preparedness Month. That's right. We like to call it Preptember. And there's no better place to get prepped than with emergency essentials at BePrepared.com. This month only, save 40% on our super supply of freeze-dried vegetables. That's a savings of $159. Freeze-dried pork sausage crumbles are 39% off. Regularly $39.95, now just $23.99. There's a lot more. Call emergency essentials at 800-999-1863 or visit BePrepared.com. The choice is clear. Be unprepared or BePrepared.com.
I mentioned this at the top when I said we were going to go to We Can Count, but the number of people who actually watched the Emmys, 17 million people, which is surprising, other than the fact that coming off of CBS football and a very big football game, they had a great lead-in to the Emmys. So would you believe that that had something to do with it? I would have to think that probably it played a little bit of a part in it anyway. So 17 million is a very big number when you think Duck Dynasty wowed people with their season opener and 11 million viewers watching then. So 17 for the Emmys, which hadn't seen numbers like that in over a decade, because how many people are watching award shows other than maybe checking in for someone they wanted to see if they won something? But apparently enough stuck around where they didn't change the channel. That's a very big, big deal. Numbers-wise, when it comes to this story, it's puzzling. You may have heard this when you were cruising around some point today, but a 56-year-old man was found dead Monday in western Tennessee. This was after a skydiving incident went wrong. We've seen a few of these lately. Seven people jumped from about 29,000 feet late Monday morning, and six made it to the ground safely. The man's body was found in a wooded area about a mile from the drop zone. They don't know what happened. He was jumping with the crowd. He was from California, and he jumped with that whole West Tennessee skydiving crew. And they still don't know if it was a parachute thing, didn't open, something else happened, you know, whatever it might be. This is a stunning story and shows you the power and the amount of wealth in Saudi Arabia. Disney has certainly messed around with its prices. It actually hiked prices up again this week. But a Saudi prince spent $20 million touring 3 days at Disney in May, they say. This was at Disneyland Paris. Prince Fayed Al Saud reserved parts of Disneyland Paris for himself and 60 or so guests to celebrate his degree, is what he was celebrating. So they had Disney characters make appearances, from Scrooge McDuck and Friar Tuck and, you know, everything in between. But how do you drop $20 million at an amusement park in 3 days? And it's for a Saudi prince to rent out parts of it, I guess it's a no-brainer. But the top 25 theme parks worldwide jumped 5.2%. They saw a hike in attendance in this past summer, 5.2%. So somebody had some money. Somebody was taking the kids to some of those amusement parks. And I guess I shouldn't be necessarily surprised by that, because we're starting to see that even if people are struggling to put things together financially with a couple of jobs and whatever, they're still not necessarily cutting back on some of that extra spending, whether it's taking kids on vacation or, you know, whatever it was. This one, a little bit of a different twist, not about an amusement park, but a sports-related story, and it has to do with the Vikings owner. The Vikings owner has been ordered to pay $84.5 million in a lawsuit. What's really crazy is there are several lawyers that represent the principal team owner. Ziggy Wolf is his name. His brother Mark and their cousin Leonard were ordered to pay that money in damages to a 21-year-old real estate case. And think about how much time has passed, obviously, when this suit was dragging out. And they're going to appeal it, but the new state-of-the-art multi-purpose replacement for the Metrodome is supposed to be completed in July of 2016. They say the stadium's going to be built and the opening kickoff will have taken place before the case is decided by an appellate division, and if necessary, the New Jersey Supreme Court. So it's been a wild civil battle between the owners of the Vikings and these real estate partners. In August, the judge in this case said that the three owners had illegally withheld agreed-upon revenue from two others in New Jersey who each claimed partial ownership in a housing development. And that sparked a lot of speculation about the Vikings being prepared to finance their part of the $975 million stadium. And so there was lots of people concerned, like the governor of Minnesota, Mark Dayton, who prompted a Minnesota Sports Facility Authority review of the fiscal health of the team owners and the team's plan to pay its portion of it. Because can you imagine if they defaulted on it? And they say that they'll be able to do it, that the Vikings will be able to fork out the $477 million for construction and operation costs. And they're going to get that new home going, but it has to be, I mean, they have to be a little bit concerned with the fact that they might have to kick in with that kind of money if it goes through the appellate court and they lose it. They have no other recourse after that, and that is a whole lot of money. This story is getting a lot of traction, and it's an interesting story about a married couple that were married nearly 66 years, and I know we talked about this once before on the air, but now more people, I think, are getting wind of it, as maybe the only time on record you can point to that many years of being married and then dying just 11 hours apart. Harold Knapp, who's 90, was 91, and his wife Ruth, 89, died in August at the healthcare center, the nursing home where they were in Russia, Ohio. And the kids, their children, said they were 9 days short of that 66th wedding anniversary. And upon looking at the records and whatnot of anything similar to it, they couldn't come up with anybody who could claim that they had been married that many years and then died that close to each other, which is crazy. They say you can die of a broken heart, and I think this is, would be the case, or just wanting to die in the same time after living together for such a long period. And I don't know that anyone will ever break that record if they really own that record, because you think of now people getting married later and whatnot, and even with living longer, you'd be hard-pressed to be able to be with someone that many years. Just do the math, and I think it'd be pretty tough to claim that. They may really end up being the Guinness Book of World Record couple. That's what they're trying to prove, if in fact nobody else can jump into that. Nobody else can jump into that spot. Moving on to yet another story involving numbers here on America tonight. The cops are saying that they believe that they have links to a homicide that seemed to be unsolved since 1971. You say the cops, well, you know, where are we talking about? We're talking about in New York, where they dredged up a car that had evidence. They were able to scrape, believe it or not, they were able to scrape some evidence from that car to find that it was related to some evidence of another missing persons case and tie it all together. And you think of, you know, you think of that television show, I think it was called Missing Persons or whatever, Cold Case, where they dug back into old cases. And this is just a case of somebody actually finding a car. And it's strange because a similar thing happened in South Dakota. They found a car that they thought was related to the disappearance of two 17-year-old South Dakota girls. And it was buried in an embankment in a creek. And it was, if you think of the time that's gone, the last time the two girls were seen, that was back in May of 1971. They were on their way to a party. And here in this case, a fisherman actually saw one of the wheels sticking out of the water and called the cops. And then crews pulled up the car and found a matching license plate and were able to piece some of that together. And so much has happened since then. And this was also pushed into a cold case unit that actually reformed in June of 2004 to focus on unsolved suspicious deaths and disappearances, because there wasn't any time, because there was no time limit on filing criminal charges in homicide cases. So they turned up bones, clothing, a purse, photographs, newspaper articles, and some other things when they searched a farm. And then they got authorization, a search warrant to go even deeper than that. And they're, in digging up the information, they have traced it to this farm, and a union grand jury there in South Dakota indicted David Linkton on two counts of premeditated murders, two counts of felony murders, and two counts of murder in the disappearance of the two girls. How about that? And it had to be some kind of closure, I would think, at least for those families anyway. Coming up next on America Tonight, odds and ends, things that you might not have known that happened today in and out of Washington. Stay with us.
Positive results from satisfied customers of Heart and Body Extract continue to pour into our website, hbextract.com.
This is Al from New Jersey. One day I saw your ad for Heart and Body Extract, and it mentioned that it would help me with angina, so I decided to order. I figure I had nothing to lose.
Heart and Body Extract supplies your body with everything it needs to balance itself and maintain optimal heart and circulatory health with no negative side effects.
I took the formula 3 times a day as directed, and I kid you not, within 4 days, my angina pain was completely gone.
Order HB Extract by calling 866-295-5305 or online at hbextract.com. That's 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
I could not believe it actually stopped the pain. Heart and Body Extract actually works. This is just an amazing product. Even the numbness in my hands is completely gone.
Heart and Body Extract for a long and healthy life.
Big business has discovered the preparedness market, and that makes it difficult to know where to go and who to trust. MyPatriotSupply.com is owned and operated by patriots just like you, has the best prices on storable food, non-GMO seeds, water filtration devices, home canning equipment, survival and self-reliance books, and more. MyPatriotSupply.com has old-fashioned values and the absolute best customer service in the industry. Look for the deal of the day, unique, affordable survival supplies that fit anyone's budget. Get same-day shipping on all orders and free shipping on orders over $49. Call 866-229-0927, 866-229-0927, or visit MyPatriotSupply.com for emergency preparedness, self-reliance, and food independence. Shop with a name you know and a name you can trust. Before it's time to survive, it's time to prepare. MyPatriotSupply.com.
An e-cig revolution is sweeping across the country. But is yours American-made? Vapriate e-liquid by LaCig is. Manufactured in Arkansas with 100% USA-sourced ingredients. And when you buy American, you support local jobs. Vapriate e-liquid by LaCig is top quality at an affordable price. The very principle that once drove the American economy. Get great taste with no ash, tar, or smoke. You'll be wondering why you didn't make the change to Vapriate e-liquid by LaCig a long time ago. LaCig.com has everything you need, for beginners to the advanced vaping enthusiast, with a wide variety of hardware and also imported e-liquid flavors as well. Plus, LaCig smokes the competition with fast, free, same-day shipping, real people customer service, and a 30-day satisfaction guarantee. Support our country and become a Vapriate at LaCig.com or call 870-525-1440, 870-525-1440. LaCig e-cigarettes for today's modern smoker.
Here comes the father, man. I can't make it to this time.
Yes, you can.
All right, certainly we've seen that fires have ripped across the Southwest, particularly in the tail end of the summer in California and in Arizona. And there was a nasty wildfire in Arizona. That's a 911 call and a man panicking and the 911 operator trying to calm him down and talk him essentially in a way out of the trees. I've said this before, a lot of times when you get these wildfires, and people in the Southwest know this, it seems okay. It seems as though you're ahead of it. You're trying to get stuff and get out of there, but you don't realize how fast that fire is moving. And with the wind, sometimes it changes crazy directions. And this is the case in this Arizona fire. And so that's, you could hear that panic in his voice. Imagine how many of those 911 calls were fielded during the big California fire, certainly what happened in Idaho, same thing, and in Arizona and New Mexico, we've seen that too as well, and people sometimes trying to push the against all odds line of, I think I can get enough stuff and get out of here and I'll be okay, and then they find that the roads and stuff, they can't get through them. So luckily, this man who made that call, that frantic call, did get out, and he's okay. But his neighborhood, of course, destroyed by the fire. All right, I call this odds and ends because there's so many things that have happened across the country that are worth popping in that you might have missed that may cause you to raise an eyebrow or not. Like, there's a crazy story about, and it's not necessarily crazy, but when you think of the culture and how big tattoos are now, at this point, how about the deal of the army saying they're going to ban tattoos? I mean, the rise of the popularity in our culture with tattoos is, I think, I don't know if I want to say it's off the charts, but I'll tell you what, I see people with sleeves of tattoos on the back everywhere. It's not just a tattoo. And the tattoos in the military, especially veterans from World War II, got tattoos. The first tattoo parlor ever opened in New York City in 1846, so they say, and that was Civil War soldiers who got them. So now the military is saying that they want to ban tattoos, and they have, they're forcing the removal of offensive tattoos, and they also have, you know, figuring out ways to remove them, altering that kind of thing. And saying that the soldier has to respond, the commander has to make sure the soldier understands the policies. They have to know what tattoos are offensive. And they say current soldiers could be grandfathered in, but all soldiers will still be barred from having any tattoos that are what they would call racist, sexist, or extremist. And once the law, or I shouldn't say law, but once the rules are implemented, The soldiers have to sit down with their unit leaders and self-identify each tattoo, and then the soldiers have to pay for removal of any tattoo that violates the policy. So I wonder how many of the soldiers are going to have to face that indecent things that they consider vulgar, racist philosophies, demeaning a person, that kind of thing, sexist, whatever the philosophy. There is, I think there are going to be a lot of people that, I mean, how do you decide? Sometimes there's a gray area there. How do you decide what has to go and what has to stay? Some of it might not be clear. They also say tattoos below the elbows and knees, that kind of stuff is what they're looking at. Them not being in compliance. And, again, I think it's like a hornet's nest of what they're opening up. When I'm thinking, you know, out loud of the sleeves that I've seen of tattoos on people, and certainly I've known people who have served in the military that have tattoos, and sometimes it seems quite harmless. They might even have a tattoo of a girlfriend or a woman, a sexy kind of woman, who's clothed, but will they think that that's unacceptable, thinking of, you know, women in the military? And, man, I'll tell you, I really think that that policy, like I said, is going to be tough to try to enforce, but I guess they'll have to do it. If you're the commander or you're leading a unit and that's what the law is, then they're going to have to try to get people to adopt to that and then, you know, move on from there. But and analyzing them, I think, would be interesting. It'd be interesting to sit and go through that with somebody, wouldn't it? It'd be interesting to see as they weighed whether or not this tattoo could stay or this one couldn't, because it is in the eye of the beholder, and there are certain slang words and things that mean certain things that would fly in some areas and wouldn't fly in others. And here's another thing related to what happened in Kenya, in Nairobi, the brutal attack at the U.S. shopping center. Not the U.S. shopping center, the shopping center there where a lot of U.S. people and others shopped. Many of the malls in America now are considering whether to ramp up security measures across the country because they're thinking they're might have to have a response. There's actually an International Council of Shopping Centers. It's a trade group of mall and shopping center owners, and there are thousands. You know, think of how many malls there are. The U.S. Department of Homeland Security is trying to coordinate with corporate security chiefs and law enforcement agencies following that attack in Nairobi that's left over 60 people dead. So they're talking about I talked about this on the air, increasing the police presence at the complexes with off-duty officers standing guard and all that kind of stuff, and how many, I guess, which would be interesting to see, how many in a very big mall would they consider to be a safety measure? You know, it certainly couldn't be one or two. You would actually have to have, I think, many more than that if the mall has a lot of access points. And you think of how buildings are, and they do. Lots of times they have lots of access spots that might be pretty tough to, you know, to actually secure some of those malls. You certainly could have the security there, but to say that it's 100, not 100%, but to say that they've got guards at all the entrances and would-be exits, that'd be pretty tough. I think it'd be pretty tough to try and do that for sure. In the meantime, Colorado is suffering all that damage. You know, we're talking about Arizona and wildfires in Colorado, flood damage. The amount of people killed there is up to 8. The vice president toured areas in Colorado that were just slammed by the catastrophic flood earlier this month, and hundreds of people are still in shelters. Thousands of acres of land were destroyed. The VP was there promising that the feds would help, that relief would pour in despite the shutdown, if there was a possible government shutdown. And he acknowledged that hearing about the showdown in Washington is probably scary for people that are benefiting from government services, but saying that that's not going to affect those people. So the death toll did go to 8, and that's because they recovered the body of a woman swept away by a wall of water 10 days ago. And this is the problem. They think they may still find some more people who just got caught up in it somehow where they happened to be at the time. There's still, you know, if you think about this, in some of these counties, there were more than 1,200 people listed as unaccounted for when the floods began. But rescuers have successfully contacted a lot of the people on that list, thank goodness, and they are accounted for because, boy, you look at those photos, even from just a day or two ago, and mobile homes just left in shambles and submerged in water and foundations ripped out and all that kind of stuff. Governor John Hickenlooper and Vice President Biden toured some of those areas, and the FEMA people too are surveying some of the most devastated areas so they can know where they need to funnel the money, what direction to send it into. Hey, if you have any thoughts on the show, you can send them to me. Do that, americatonight.net. Click on contact and bada bing, you are in.
There is only one detox product that stands out above the rest, Micro Plant Powder, and it's available only at hempusa.org. Micro Plant Powder does wonders by removing toxins from the body. Detoxification is a vital process that's extremely important for restoring your health. Micro Plant Powder is available in 8 different formulations, and we can help you choose the one that's perfect for your lifestyle. Micro Plant Powder is 100% chemical-free, non-GMO, anti-inflammatory, gluten-free, and packaged by hand in BPA-free containers. HempUSA.org wants you to be healthy, and Micro Plant Powder is one of the best ways we know to detoxify your body from head to toe, all for about $10 a month. Take back your life and enjoy living again with Micro Plant Powder. Call 888-910-4367. That's 888-910-4367. Micro Plant Powder, available only at hempusa.org.